broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
It's your boy Meek Millie right here, kicking it to DJ No Frills.
DJ No Frills.
You know what we do, man.
We're let it play.
The money. The money. Tummy noodles and impasta.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
5 a.m. I'm on the north side of Philly. Riding around like these haters don't want to kill me. It's a shame how they hate on me. You gotta feel me. I started out with a dollar and got a million. You're like, do it for the gram. Do it for the gram. She don't want to bust it. I say, do it for them bands, yo. I say, do it for them bands. F***ing with that broke nigga. You should do it for your man. Lately, I've been on the low at all. But you probably know. Took it to the crib and met mama right at the door. Mama started smiling like, mama, I gotta go. I done took so many trophies to mama. My mama know I son of real. I get that money, pay them bills. My mama tell me you a real. And I be hanging with them real killers. Now what a feeling when you looking at the latest whipping, knowing you can cop it. Or looking at the baddest bitch, you knowing you can pop it. The youngest, youngest in my city.
Let it play.
Coaches.
Catch a pose, hit your dance on the poke that out on the gram. Show that when you pose, clap. She gon' make it clap. Throw it in rotation, shorty, bring that back, clap. Ayy, she gon' shake that, she gon' make that clap, clap, clap. Told her take a bow when she made that clap, clap, clap. She put on a show in the bed, treat the bedroom like a strip club. Put the pole in the bed and watch it clap. Walked in with the ones, brought them to the crib cause the strip run out of ones. If they bringin' money up, you know I got a ton. And I can't with my dogs, I don't step out with no bums. They got their own cash, throwing money cause it's mine, I got my own bag. These living off they be so sad.
DJ No Frills.
Said she want a couple dollars, told her spend my whole dollars in the air, watch them fall down. I don't got no limit, tear them all down. Oh, she got a car, she think she own now. Big money, I can show you how to ball now. Get your pose, hit your dance on them, poke that out on the grip. Show that when you pose, clap. She gon' make it clap. Throw it in rotation, shorty, bring that back.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice.
Yes, sir. You are locked into the broadcast bullies, the culture coaches. I'm your host, Viral Val, Val the Voice 2.0, and I'm with my partner, the PSP, Philly Support, Philly Ambassador, Famous Frills. I got you. Famous Frills, what's good, my brother? How are you today?
Yo, listen. I just want to say to everybody out there, in the Instagram world,
that's right,
and the Twitter world, listen, don't lose your integrity.
That's right.
For 1 second.
Talk about it.
1 second of 1,000 likes. Listen, little Mika, you don't have to always twerk. You don't always have to show your undergarments. Pull yourself together. One day you're going to need a job, and they're going to see your social media, and it's going to be a rap like hip hop for you. Stop acting like a hoe.
Listen, you ain't always got to twerk because one day you're going to need some legit work.
Yes.
Don't always twerk because one day you're going to need that legit work. And
that's
listen,
a fact.
We out here working. You out here working, Famous Frills. Today we got a great show. We got that Philly Support Philly. We're going to talk about what's going on in Philly. Shout out to Beanie Siegel. You know, I saw him out there. He's got the food truck. Man, he's doing his thing. That's entrepreneuring. You understand? You got to diversify your portfolio. Listen, and then I seen him in the studio with Freeway in the video. So he's still doing his thing. He's getting that money.
See, the problem with with the world right now is...
Problems of the world today.
Is rumors. Like, just because he's cooking a cheesesteak, he's not there 24 hours a day cooking a cheesesteak. If you catch him there, you get lucky. He might make a cheesesteak for you. But you got to do multiple things. Just because you see somebody... Making cheesesteaks don't make them a loser.
That's right.
What makes you a winner is applying yourself. It beats a blank, homie.
Listen, that's called diversifying your portfolio. He's in the studio. He's there. But he just happened to be. That's his place of business. So he's making sure things are run correctly. That's what we do. We come up here. We can hire somebody to do the show for us. We can hire somebody to do our show. But it'll never work because the boss has got to be on deck. Yes. Shout out to Beanie Siegel. Shout out to everybody in Philadelphia who's on their grind. Working multiple jobs. Shout out to the single moms. Shout out to the single dads. Just shout out to everybody putting in that work, man. That's what The Culture Coaches is about.
Yes.
That's what we teach. We teach empowerment. We teach community unity between black and brown. Not just black and brown, but everybody. Philly support. But we're going to save that for the Philly Support Philly segment, all right? Also, with that being said, man, condolences and shout out to the family, to the legendary. Shout out to my people, DJ Riz and DJ Scissorhands, man, of the Crooklyn Clan. Rest in peace, the legendary Fat Man Scoop. I know him. I had the honor of kicking it with him several, many, many times, brother. A really good brother. He's made some incredible music. We're going to play one of those records. And, you know, shout out to him. Unfortunately, he passed away this past week, supposedly of a heart attack. That's what they're saying. It hasn't fully been confirmed, but that's what it appears to be. That as the news is coming out, they're saying that he passed. And he passed away on stage. And you know what? You never want to see anyone pass away. But the man passed away doing what he loved to do.
That's
I would hope to be that lucky in my life that one day I can pass away, you know, doing what I love to do. Maybe I'll pass away. I'm not saying, but you never know. I might be right there on radio. If that's the case, the studio better have insurance. Cut me a check. Val the Voice, Famous Frills. What do you got to say?
That's what I got to say. Breaking news. Sad news. More sad news, man.
No.
More sad news.
Instantaneous. What's going on? What's the sad news?
Yo, the sad...
You're making me sad.
The sad news is another rapper has passed away.
Who? Are we going to save him for when we come back?
Another rapper has passed away. Listen, we're going to get into this music, right?
Let's get into this music. We got a big call in. My man Angel Figueroa, CEO of iLead. And we're going to talk about the big Puerto Rican Day Parade in Reading that's coming up. There's a lot going on. Who fraud the segment? I got something to say. You got something to say. And I want to address what you said last week about Alicia Keys because there's a lot going on the internet. We are The Culture Coaches. Let's get into this.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Rest in peace to the legend, Fat Man Scoop. Fat Man Scoop. Rest in peace to the legend, Fat Man Scoop. And we're going to talk about that other rapper that passed away when we come back. We are The Culture.
It's all the ladies at. Ladies, fellas, ladies, fellas, ladies, fellas, ladies, ladies, fellas, ladies,
DJ No Frills.
Shout out to my Dominicans, my Puerto Ricans, because I'm Puerto Rico too. Breaking news, Frills of Puerto Rico.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture. Broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Hey, y'all, check this out. I want to know where's all the ladies at. Ladies, big noise.
Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice.
Some
the
do it for show.
They do it for sure.
What's good, Coaches?
We are the Culture Coaches. Remember to catch us on your FM dial, on your AM dial, on your iHeart dial on Saturdays. Fleet DJs. No Frills. Talk to them.
Listen. Before we went to the break, we said we had some breaking news. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the whole story. We're not here to start rumors. We're here to dispel rumors and speak the truth to the culture. Another rapper has either been murdered or passed away. You know, you heard it first. Vow the Voice, DJ No Frills.
That's right.
Famous Frills, the Culture Coaches. Rich Homie Quine is no longer on this earth. I don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the whole story, but it's just sad to see another rapper.
It's just breaking news.
So you know, you heard it first with the Culture Coaches.
34 years old.
34.
Atlanta. He was an artist that I did like from his first record. You know, I knew he was a star. And, you know, we just want to take a moment out to send the condolences to the family, to the whole Atlanta, you know, to the whole Rich Homie Quine family. You know, it's sad, especially, like, it's still developing, so we can't really talk too much about it. You know, it's still developing. But, you know, he was very talented, big records, great artist. You know, and I've never met him personally. From a lot of his interviews, he seemed like a pretty down-to-earth brother. You know what I'm saying? And I did read that he did a lot for the community. You know, he did invest in the community. It's just a sad thing. It's a sad day. But you know what? You got to appreciate the people in your life, man. You never know. And one thing is for sure, man, it doesn't matter whether you're a celebrity. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're the average Joe on the street just working a 9-to-5. Tomorrow isn't promised. With that being said, hug somebody, man. Tell your loved ones that you love them, man. Enjoy every day. Treat every day like it's your last, because one day it will. But again, man, condolences to the family of Rich Homie Quine and the whole Cash Money team. You know, he was signing Cash Money at one time. So, you know, shout out to them. And, you know, we send our condolences here on The Culture Coaches. Frills.
Yeah, I just want to say that... rumor has it that he passed away in his home Atlanta, so in Fulton County.
Still developing.
It's no cause of death being reported.
That's right.
But I could tell you, he definitely had some hit records. That Ooh 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 record.
That's right.
And Type of Way was a hit. Was a major record.
The one that broke him into the game. And I knew from the first time I heard it, I said, that's going to be a big record. So, you know, very talented young man. You know, he had, from what I understand, he was being scouted. But baseball too, he was an incredible baseball player. So he was also being scouted, you know, by the majors for baseball. But he decided to follow his rap career.
Right. And another thing, we push P over here.
Positivity.
But Georgia is going through it. It was a high school shooting
too.
That's
right.
We don't have all the details, but look, just prayers up for Georgia. Prayers up for Georgia. What we got next on the agenda?
Listen, man, make sure you hug your kids when they go to school. That's all I can say. Pray for them and hug your kids, man. That's all.
Yes.
Listen, Philly support Philly. There's a lot going on in Philly. Again, we have mentioned that Beanie Siegel, you know, he was out there.
Yes.
He's got the new food truck. And listen, there's a lot of people who are, shout out to the homie Jack Frost too. He also has a food business that, you know, he delivers food and he cooks for the community. So shout out to him. Frills, man, what's going on out here in Philadelphia? You got guys driving down one-way streets or driving down the highway one way, drinking and driving can kill a friendship. That's what I always heard, man. Did you hear about that story about the guy driving down on the highway the wrong way?
I didn't hear about it, but it's a normal thing. Like,
it's crazy.
I hate to say it. Like, driving through Philadelphia, right? If I'm driving 25 miles per hour down a regular neighborhood street, I'm talking about in North Philly, South Philly, different places. If I'm going like 20 miles, taking my time, making sure I don't hit a kid, sometimes some idiot will go beep the horn at me and go around me into ongoing traffic and fly past me doing 50 miles per hour. It's sad because somebody's innocent kid is going to lose their life. Matter of fact, I lost two friends. This is no lie. For y'all to think this is like really a joke.
No, you
I
told us about
two
this.
Friends. I told you two friends to vehicular homicide this year.
And they
one
were just
at Broad and Erie, crossing the street, some idiot flies down the street and he made a turn and just ran them down. My other one was other friend was walking down the street some kind of way. The guy ended up jumping the whole curb and running into him, smashed him. It was very gruesome, the scene.
I want to shout out, who happens to be a sponsor of the show, too, but here's some Philly news, too. They just opened another home care agency out in Philadelphia, Caring Life Services. They also are a sponsor of the show. But listen, shout out to Caring Life Services. They're having some events that's going to be coming up. We're going to let you know they are sponsor the show. We're going to let you know of their new events, of their grand opening. They are in Bala Cynwyd. They are out in the Allentown area, and they're opening another office in the heart of Philadelphia. So that's some great news. It's always great to assist with the seniors. It's always great to
it's about health.
Yeah, you do senior events too.
Like I know senior. Yeah. We have to get them down with us. Yes, we do senior events. Every month we do the give back. That's Philly Support
Philly. That's Philly Support Philly, man. Listen, if you have a senior, if you know someone who needs some home care services, shout out to them. Shout out to Caring Life Services.
I got something for you.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.
Yes. It's so important to take care of your seniors, to take care of yourself. Listen, man, rest in peace to that brother, Rich Homie Quine. Yo, it's very sad what's going on in hip-hop, man. We losing too many artists. We losing too many people.
And you know what? That's why health and hip-hop is important. That's why we do the segment, Health and Hip-Hop. People need to take control of their health. People need to take control of their mental health, of their physical health. Listen, today's Health and Hip-Hop segment is dedicated to Fat Man Scoop, man. Fat Man Scoop is a legendary radio broadcaster, pioneer. He started in radio, and then he transitioned over with Crooklyn Clan and AVA Records, who happened to be friends of the show. He transitioned into doing records, still kept on radio, but he's had some of the biggest records, some of the most energetic. And I said in the post, this man made everybody in America put their hands up, put your hands up.
Yes.
You know what? And like I said, you know, it's unfortunate, but at least at the minimal, I think he would have been happy knowing that he passed away doing what he loved to do. And that goes to say a lot of people don't understand what it takes to be an entertainer. You're always in the public eye. This man passed away on stage, bringing energy to you, making you dance, making you laugh, making you have a good time. Everybody knows those records, man. Everybody knows those records. Everybody knows Fat Man Scoop. So, you know, you have to. Allegedly, he had a heart attack on stage. We're going to follow up and get the exact details. But with that being said, you have to stay on top. You got to watch your cholesterol. You got to watch your high blood pressure. Don't allow the external things that are happening on to internally get to you. Stay on top of your health. Do it for your family. Do it for your legacy. Do it for your kids. No frills. What do you got to say?
What I got to say is exactly what you said. I'm not a doctor. No expert. I'm not no fake holistic doctor that's on the gram giving out advice.
There's a lot of those.
Selling tea bags to people, scamming. Yeah, that's not
that's
healthy.
A fact.
All I got to say is whatever you believe in, listen, just drink a lot of water.
That's right.
Move your body. Pause. You got to move your body. I got a friend right now, and I'm telling this friend, right? He said, yo, I got a problem with my lymphatic system, right? I'm not a doctor, but one thing I do know is you have to move your body, right? And the doctor told, he said, yo, you was absolutely right. The doctor said, yes, I have to move more. Yes. Listen, if you're not moving your body, like your lymphatic system that flushes out toxins and stuff, things will sit. I don't care how big or small you are, it don't make you in shape.
That's right. You have
to move your body.
Once again,
let me say this again. It don't matter how big or small you are, that don't mean that you're in shape.
That's right.
But you have to move your body, drink water, and eat a balanced diet. That's the best thing I could say. You know
No Frills got a great statement. Whatever you don't use, or how do you say it? It dies.
Whatever you don't use, it dies.
That's right.
Just like a home. You sell homes. If you let that home that you just bought for $1 million, what happens?
It'll get rotted inside. It'll get molded inside. When you turn on the pipes, they'll bust. It will die. Same thing with a vehicle, right? If you don't turn on the vehicle, if you don't run it,
the belts,
the batteries, you have dirt in the ignition. It will die. So with that being said, make sure you're on top of your health. Another big point.
Change the oil. Change your oil. That means
Get in a sauna, homie.
Yeah, get in a sauna. You got to sweat.
So listen, 15 minutes a day or 50, you know, it's a proven fact. And this I could say because I like this. I live in the sauna. I'm not a doctor, but I can attest to this. Lowers your high blood pressure. Releases the stress, releases the toxins. Implement that in your routine. Implement that in your workout. Listen, prayer, get right spiritually, eat a balanced diet, drink lots of water, walk, run, whatever it is you do, talk to people. Talk to somebody if you need to talk to somebody. Talk to the culture coaches.
And one more
thing. You can call in.
And one more thing before we go to the next segment.
What's that?
Stay away from negativity. Stay
That's
away
right.
from people that tell you that you can't do it. Stay away from people
you can
that
do it,
don't
homie.
Support. Yes, tell them again.
You can do it.
Tell them again.
You can do it. And just like Nike, even though they're not cutting the check, just do it.
Yes.
That's one the culture coaches.
One of the best, one of the best catchphrases of all time. But what's next on the
Listen,
agenda?
Listen, man, let's get into some music. We are going to be back. Don't forget, we got that Who Frauded later. And I got to put somebody on blast, No Frills. I got to put somebody on blast. We're going to talk about the new, what you said last week about Alicia Keys. A lot of people coming to her defense, but I'm saying I don't believe it was AI.
It wasn't AI.
I don't believe it. Listen, a lot of DJs are coming out of defense.
But you
said it first.
But I said it first. Exactly.
That's right.
Because people are so fooled with AI, they
That's
don't
right.
even know what the truth is. But AI is not perfect
yeah.
yet.
We said
the
it first
AI
here
is
on
perfect.
The culture coaches.
The only AI is perfect yeah. is Allen Iverson. He's from Philly. Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills.
She don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, coupe tour from the store's departments. You more like love to start. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the.
Oh, this my joint. This my joint. Good music has no expiration date.
And the weather's so breezy.
Cool classic.
Life always.
And new music. We are the culture.
The mirror dancing so sleazy.
Shout out to my fam, Tylen, Ballin, Kenwood.
Try to hit you with the old Wacky. Till I got flashed by the paparazzi.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
All I
got.
All I know you love to show off. But I never thought that you would.
Philly super hit just for you. I don't want no beef. I dedicate this song to the Philly superhead. Rumor has it she has a spring in her neck. I don't know. You gotta ask Philadelphia. Baby Val knows.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby. Hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would have told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would have told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Kinda like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam As without I Caesar. Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. But what do I know?
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The culture coaches. The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, sir.
Yo, we back, right?
We are back. Listen, let's get into this Instagrammies.
No, hold on. No, wait. We're not doing this.
We're not
this
doing
week.
Instagrammies yet?
No, we're not doing this week. Before we went to break, we told the people what? What we was going to talk about?
We're supposed to get a call in.
Alicia Keys, right?
Alicia Keys. I thought we were going to say that for the Who Frauded segment. I'm sorry. I'm off for
about. No, listen.
I'm a little confused.
No, it's my fault.
I thought we were going to say that for the.
This is the reason why not.
But we're going to talk about it.
She don't deserve that many segments on our show.
You're right. So listen, last week. Pardon me, everybody. Last week, I was a little off because I thought we were going to say that for the Who Frauded. But last week, okay, we spoke about on the Who Frauded segment, No Frills was the first to say that, to call her out and say, listen, you can't You can't call out every DJ and say DJs are not valuable. You can't call out every DJ and say DJs don't do nothing. And for those who don't understand, Alicia Keys on the Who Frauded segment last week, that's the segment where we put people on blast. I put somebody on blast. Famous Frills put somebody on blast. He put Alicia Keys on blast, and he said that she was frauding for saying that DJs don't do no work, pretty much saying DJs are not valuable. No Frills had to come out. He had to check her. He told her, listen, I'm a real DJ. I'm on Rock the Bells Radio. I've been in this for 20 years. I got a track record. And he checked her. After that, I'm starting to see everybody come to her defense. I'm not going to name no DJs, but those DJs are frauding too, because I don't believe it was AI. She was moving her hands. It was too much going on in that for it to... It didn't. And listen, after I saw you say that, I had to double check the video. I had to go. And I'm on your side. Because, I believe look, listen, nobody addressed it before you.
Listen, I don't work for the FBI. I'm not a psychologist. Yeah. But when somebody talks with passion, they move their hands.
That's right. That's
they
right.
They move their hands.
I thought she started talking Spanish. I thought she was talking Spanish.
Man, listen. She was talking. Her hands were showing everything.
That's right.
It wasn't just her face sitting there.
Yeah.
Her hands.
That's right.
That means you matter-of-facting it.
That's
and
passion.
And she was cursing.
That's passion.
And she was disrespectful.
She was just
it.
Mad because she knows that what I said is allegedly that Swiss Beats was jacking beats. Shout out to P, Killer, producer extraordinaire. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard some other stuff about Swiss Beats, but I'm going to say that for another show.
So you think affirmative, officially, that was her?
Yes, I do. See, and this is how we can fix it. This is how we can fix this, Alicia Keys, right? Yeah. Need to do another video and specify what you meant. Because I really do, as a DJ, she's talking about not all EDM DJs. EDM
That's
DJs
right.
and techno DJs,
right.
what a lot of them do is, this is what they do.
Yeah.
They get somebody to do their mix.
That's right.
Then they get on stage and they fist pump
That's
and they
right.
act like they DJ.
That was that Paris Hilton. She was good for that.
There's a lot of major DJs.
There's a lot
doing
of DJs.
It.
Listen, all those DJs who are doing that, they're frauding.
That's all she got to do. Yeah. Hey, Alicia, Ghetto
Make
Story.
It right.
Hold
Make
on.
It right.
That Ghetto Story record, we made it go crazy. Like, we played that record crazy in the club. And then they did the Jamaican remix
with
Baby Sham.
She's getting a lot of light. But you know what? We're going to get back to her. Right now, listen, we're going to have a special call-in from my man, Angel Figueroa, right? He is the CEO of ILEAD, the Institute for Leadership, Education, Advancement, and Development.
Yes.
He does a lot in the community. But he's also the man behind the movement. He is the man behind the annual Puerto Rican Day Parade out in Reading, PA. And guess what? We sponsoring
yes.
the Puerto Rican Day Parade out of Reading, PA. That's why I'm wearing my Puerto Rican Flags Up t-shirt today.
Yo, where my shirt at?
I got you. My whole Puerto Rican Flags Up team is going to be out here in Reading, PA. We're not in Reading, PA. We're in Philadelphia.
Yes.
But we're about almost an hour away from Reading. So you know what? The whole team is coming out. Puerto Rican Flags Up. My man David Aviles and the whole Puerto Rican Flags Up team will be out there.
Yes.
We might have some special guests coming in too. And in a minute, we're going to have Angel Figueroa call in. Tell us about it. He's also the man behind the campaign. He also ran the campaign for the first Puerto Rican mayor out in Reading. He's the first Puerto Rican mayor ever in Reading and the first Puerto Rican mayor in the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And guess where he's from?
Salute.
Guess where he's from?
New York.
He's from Brooklyn. So don't be hating, because I know you're from Philly. You know, Brooklyn be doing some things too. You know what I'm
hold
saying?
Hold on.
Philly, go ahead.
Philly is the birthplace of the country.
I ain't mad at you.
Lightweight.
Hey, do you know that you know, real talk, this is some PA talk. I'm close to Reading. You know that Reading was supposed to be the capital of PA? We're going
to
get back to that
supposed
on another show.
Too many cows.
But listen, man, with that being said, listen, shout out to everybody doing their thing. Everybody involved with the La Mega. Everybody involved with this annual Puerto Rican Day Parade. You know we on our Puerto Rican pride stuff out there in Reading. You don't have to be from Reading, PA to come out. It's open to the public. It's open to black. You know what? Do we have a call sentiment?
Yes. We official.
Hello. Who's on the line?
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, fellas. This is Angel Figueroa from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Mr. Angel, we just happen to be talking to you. You called at the exact right time. I was telling everybody about the great movement you got, ILEAD, Institute for Leadership, Education, Advancement, and Development. I also let our listening audience know that you are the man behind the movement, the Puerto Rican Day Parade out in Reading, PA. And you also were the campaign manager for Reading, PA's first Puerto Rican mayor. So I was just shouting you out real big. So thanks for calling into the show, man.
Well, for sure.
We appreciate you. Famous Frills, say what's up to Angel, the man behind the movement.
Yo, Angel, what's up, man? Listen, I'm from Philadelphia, PA, the number one police in the world. And shout out to Brooklyn, the second number one police. Like, no, salute to you, man, being from Brooklyn, coming to PA.
No, he's not from Brooklyn. That was the mayor. He was
my fault.
That's
my
the
fault.
Mayor.
The mayor's from Brooklyn. But I think I met this brother in Redding.
But listen, I'm close to Brooklyn. I'm from North Jersey.
There you go.
Oh,
he's up north like me.
So I know what it is to live up north, and
that's right.
While I said I'm proudly from Reading, I'm really not. just migrated to Reading, so happened to raise my family in the outskirts, but it's all good.
Okay, well, listen, man, thank you for calling into the show. And listen, I was just telling the people that, you know, the Puerto Rican Day Parade in Reading is a big thing. It's a lot of culture. We're going to have some vendors out there. We're going to have performances. We're going to have entertainment. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I know you're the person who pushed this, who put this into effect. Can you tell the people how long you've been involved with the Puerto Rican Day Parade in Reading? And what are you trying to accomplish by bringing that movement out to Reading, PA?
Absolutely, man. Well, first of all, it's an honor to let me amplify my voice through your venue. So I've been at this since literally 2003. And what happened by default, man, there was an old school Puerto Rican guy who was leading the Puerto Rican Festival for years. And at the time, I was a public official. And again, just for the sake of humbly saying it, I so happened to be noted in history as the first Puerto Rican elected to city council here in the city of Reading.
That's amazing.
As a young kid, right after I came out of the military. But nevertheless, I just feel that, you know, I believe that, look, man, when you bring music, when you bring food, you know, and you bring culture, that breaks so many barriers.
That's
man.
Right.
What better community to do that than the Puerto Rican community? You know, we're a diverse community historically. And you know, I thought that keeping this legacy going is key. You know, if you've seen an image of me, you saw me when I had hair. I don't have hair no more.
It's all good.
But nevertheless, you know, we keep it alive. We draw, you know, humbly about 15 to 18,000 spectators from all walks of life. You know, and that's the goal, man. It's just to have a great day, you know, let our vendors make some good money.
Awesome.
And call it a day.
Okay, I tell everybody, listen, you don't have to be Puerto Rican to come down to the Puerto Rican Festival Parade. Mm-hmm. That day, everybody's Puerto Rican. And we want our black brothers to come down, our Italian brothers, our white brothers, our Chinese. Everybody come down. Because one thing's for sure, two things for certain, everybody loves Spanish food. All right?
Oh, for sure.
And everybody loves Spanish women. So come down. Say hi to the ladies.
Affirmative.
Buy yourself an empanada.
Affirmative.
Learn how to dance salsa. Listen to the music. Listen, we thank you for everything you're doing. Also, tell us a little bit about, for the people who are listening, iLead. You are the CEO of that. Is that correct?
So I'm the second. I'm the number two guy of the organization. You know, we are a regional base. We're in Philly. We're in Chester. We're in Coatesville. We're the best kept secret. We're like a stealth fighter, man. We're all about, you know, creating avenues for adult acceleration and education. I have multiple sites throughout the region. We're just changing lives, and particularly for black and brown folks.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but tell them, what is the exact mission so people know exactly what that's about?
Sure. So the mission of iLead is to empower human beings through an avenue of advocacy and formal education.
Okay.
That's who we are. We're equipping you with resources and skills and degrees. And my work for the last 20 years, I've graduated over 2,100 adults earning associate's degrees.
It's amazing.
Up and down the region, I've helped thousands of people get their high school equivalency. As we all know, without that paper, man, you ain't going to go that far unless you're an entrepreneur. And so I believe that education is the equalizer of everything. And I've been doing this for a minute, you know. And
That's what the Culture Coaches is about. This show is a community. This show is an educational-based show. We touch on everything in the urban community, from diet. We have a health and hip-hop segment where we talk about health. We have educational where we talk about education, law. So we look forward to having you come up to the studio, you know, in the next couple of weeks and talking to our audience and letting them know even more about what you do and everything that your services offer, because that's exactly what the Culture Coaches radio show and podcast is about: empowering and really teaching. I brand ourselves as, you know, we play good music, we play cool classics, we play new music, we break artists, but at the same time, you know, we give people the medicine inside the cookie. So the music is the cookie that draws everybody in. But then our biggest goal is to teach people about credit, to teach people about business, to teach people about health, and to teach people about resources that someone like you offer and your company and what you're doing offers. So we definitely want to have you come into the studio and talk more about that. So listen, no frills. You got any questions for the man? You're a little too quiet. Let's go.
I got a question. I need to know. Listen, I'm African American / Boricua, and I'm from Philadelphia. Shout out to a big Spanish community in Philly. Down 2nd Street, 4th Street. Shout out to the Dominican. Shout out to the Puerto Rican. Shout out to everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, about togetherness. This is about the Puerto Ricans this weekend.
Yes. So okay? I need to know something. So this is what I need to know. This is about the Puerto Ricans. Who could dance better, the Puerto Ricans or the Dominicans? Who could dance?
My man. Come on, bro. We invented salsa.
There you go.
And most recently, man, I just saw a YouTube documentary, believe it or not, and this is going to become even more controversial. We actually created bachata. So I'll just leave it at that.
That's right.
It just so happened that our Dominican brothers and sisters took it to a whole nother level. But listen, my bro, I appreciate you because I was brought up in the neighborhood. My first girlfriend was black.
There you go.
My second girlfriend was Puerto Rican.
Black and brown unity in the community.
Yes.
So I'm all about it, man. I get super excited to hear both of you. I commend what you guys are doing, you know, by amplifying your voices and really informing our people, because as I said, we need to really elevate our communities to a whole nother level, and particularly during this cycle. People need to know that our communities will dictate who's going to be the next president of the United
States. That's right.
So, you know, I'll just keep it at that, man.
But one more thing. I got one more thing. I'm not done yet. So you got Puerto Ricans that can make – in Philly, we got a place called Porky's Point. It's in a Puerto Rican neighborhood on down Fifth Street.
Shout
out
to my Puerto Ricans of Philadelphia.
So they got the pork hoagie and all of cheesesteak, whatever. But I need to know, who cooks the best, Dominicans or Puerto Ricans? I need to know.
You know what, bro? I'm gonna take it a whole nother level. I will cook for you myself.
Oh damn!
And you go and eat a Dominican dish. Let's eat my food.
Okay.
And then you go in and you decide who could cook better. Now, again, I love my Dominican brothers and sisters, but they have a different sazon.
That's right.
We have a different sazon. But you know what? When you put it all together, man, it's like water. I mean, it's great stuff.
So. It's official.
The bodies, we are the sazon and the adobo of everything.
Okay.
we are the sazon of music. We are the sazon and the adobo of everything. So you know what?
And I got to give y'all credit. As a young boy, my best friend, he's my next door neighbor, Pat. Rest in peace to him, Marky. Listen, he was Puerto Rican. His mom put me on with canepas, and she put me on with matas. And matas, the drink?
Yeah.
So, and my neighbor,
gotta
back
be careful,
in the day.
You get fat with that.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, though, like, you know what I mean? In the beginning, in the 80s, it wasn't really too many Dominicans.
That's right.
In Philadelphia. It was the stores was like Puerto Rican.
You know what?
Shout out to my Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
We'll get more into that on another show, another segment, when we bring our brother Angel up. Angel, let everybody know, when is the festival? When is the parade? Give them the times. Tell them where to meet.
Yo, so listen, it's 2 days from now, Sunday, September 8th. We're hitting it off. We're basically the official kicking off of Hispanic Heritage Month in Berks County. So we're kicking off this big Puerto Rican Day parade. And unlike other years, this year we got two floats. We got a Puerto Rican float and a Dominican float.
Nice.
They're rocking with us, you know, to show unity. It's going to be a full day. We got four live bands.
Nice.
And it's free. Like, listen, I raise money year-round to put this together. We get sponsorships. It's a fun family full day of eating some good food, listening to some good music, and then just calling it a night.
Listen, man, we appreciate you. We're happy to be, you know, media sponsor, you know, for the parade.
We hope this grows into
more. We're going to do it every year with you, man. We will be out there. Myself, Famous Phil, shout out to Puerto Rican Flags Up. They're coming down. The team is coming down from New York. They're the official social media sponsor for the parade. And listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do. Angel Figueroa, make sure to check out iLead. Look them up. You know, see all the resources that they offer. Make sure to come out to the parade. All my Philly Boricuas, come out. All my PA Boricuas, come out. No matter what part of PA you're in, make sure to come out. Say what's up. We are going to be out there. Thank you for calling in, Angel, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you both. Take care.
Thank you, bro. Like Petey Crack said, you're like a lean, baby. Ma, we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Let's go.
Shout out to all my boardy homies. This for you.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Shout out to my Puerto Ricans. It's going down. Renton, PA. Puerto Rico Day. Puerto Rican Day. Puerto Rico Day. Val's a Puerto Rican. I'm a Puerto Rican. Unless you want to be a Puerto Rican too, let's go.
My knee with a wee-wee. We been Gucci crew off through school, you and BG. Back in the day, we played practical jokes on. Everybody smoked with their looks and their yokes on. All through high school, girls by the dozens. Saying we cousins, knowing that we wasn't. But like the old saying goes, time goes on. And everybody grows. Grew apart, had to part with our own ways. You chose the dirty game, my microphone face. In many ways, we were paid in the old days. So far away from the crazies with their case. And though I've been around, found with the underground, I'm still down with my homies from the hometown. And if you need anything at all, I drop it right on if my homies call.
Shout out to North Philly, West Philly, Brooklyn, Redding, PA on the check, and let's go. Hey,
you chose the dope game, like a slang gang on the streets with no name. It was plain that your aim was more cane. You got fame, now you reign with no shame. I chose rap tracks to make stacks. If I could travel the map with rap, to spray cash. But now I don't wanna down my homie. No matter how low you go, you're not lonely. And I hear that you made a few enemies. But when you need a friend, you can depend on me. Call if you need my assistance. There'll be no resistance. I'll be there in an instant. I'm out of church, another brother, only on his cover. I be no different than the others. H to the O to the M to the I to the E. I'm down to the E-N-D. Cause it's a ball with no time at all. I'm down, down, yo, yo. And my homies call.
The
Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are the Culture Coaches. Make sure to check us out. FM radio, AM radio, iHeart radio. Listen, man, Fleet DJs, Red Radio, Roku TV.
Yes, we
everywhere.
Roku
Mix
TV.
Oh, listen, I got a big announcement. Yes. I got a big announcement. I almost forgot, but I can't forget because this is big, man. Shout out to our people, the UK Hip Hop Museum. We are now partnering up. We are power partners with the UK Hip Hop Museum out of London, out of the UK, right? And listen, we are going to be cross-promoting, right? They're coming on as a show promoter, cross-promo. For those who don't know, we do air on Saturdays at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. in the UK on iHeartRadio. Follow us at The Culture Coaches on our Instagram. Follow your boy Val the Voice, Viral Val, Val the Voice 2.0 on IG. Make sure you stay connected with all of our syndicators. No frills. Give them your IG real quick.
Listen, it's at DJ NOPHRILLZ. Once again, it's
yes,
my
sir.
Facebook, it's my Instagram, I'm on Twitter. It's at DJ NOPHRILLZ. And check me out on TikTok too. I mean, I'm over there. I'm a fake B-boy. So I'll be trying to dance and pop lock and shock and all that. You mean?
Listen, I saw that you bought the Wraith. We're gonna get into that. I saw that you bought the Wraith.
I didn't want nobody to know.
Listen, you put it. You didn't want nobody to know. You posted it when you
know,
put it out of the lot.
But this is worldwide. I didn't want the world to know.
So
I got
the
Wraith.
The world needs to know that you get. Listen, you the man who invented Philly Support Philly. You the man behind the brand. The people need to know. You need to celebrate your accomplishments. It's beautiful outside. Listen, let me borrow it.
But I got
for
a different
weekend.
Wraith. I got the Wraith from the movie.
Yeah,
the Wraith.
I saw it. You gonna go pick up Superhead
from
after
the
this?
Movie? Yes.
I know you gonna go pick up. You
yes.
Fronting like you're not, but you gonna go pick up.
I'm gonna put
after
that turbo boost on.
listen. So everybody, man, make sure to come out. Listen, every Friday, we're going to be telling you every Friday, Mr. Freeze Fridays, go to the UK Hip Hop Museum page. He's going to be interviewing some of the B-boy legends of the UK, some of the B-boy legends of USA. All the legends are going to be there. He's going to be interviewing them about the culture live. Follow us. Follow at Mr. Freeze 1970. Follow UK Hip Hop, the UK Hip Hop Museum, for more details about their lives. We're going to be partnering with them, promoting them. They're going to be promoting up. It's a great partnership. Shout out to my man Troy over there. That happens to be Curtis Blow, happens to be involved with that.
Yes,
I think he's
seen
one
that.
Of the owners.
Yes.
So shout out to them over there. Listen, Troy, the CEO over there, he was dropping a lot of knowledge, and I want to bring that knowledge to our audience about the UK hip hop. You know, it shows how far this thing is going, how far this thing is extended. It's not just local. This is all over the world. So shout out to people who are spreading the culture, who are, you know, advocating for the urban community,
yes.
who are advocating for the four elements, not just one element, but who is advocating for hip-hop altogether. So shout out to them.
Listen, shout out to Nina Cherry back in the day. She was bad. She was from the UK.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about it. We're going to have them call up into the show.
You think Nina to call in for me?
We can definitely.
For me, though.
We're going to talk to my people. We're going to talk to my people at the Hip Hop UK Hip Hop Museum.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what we work out. Because they're going to call in and they're going to talk about everything that they're doing in the next coming
Nina,
weeks.
Nina,
and hopefully we could fly out there and be a part of their events, too. With that being said, you know who else is we should be talking about?
What's that?
Method Man.
Yes.
Let's get into this Instagrammy. So for those who don't know, the Instagrammy, this is Viral Val. This is Val the Voice, DJ No Frills, Val the Voice, DJ No Frills. Listen.
Famous Frills.
This is Famous Frills. Listen, this is the Instagrammy part of the show. This is the part of the show where we find something on Instagram that's worthy of conversation that we want to bring to our audience. We give it a Grammy by highlighting it on all our different syndicators. And you know what? This week's Instagrammy, let's play it. It's about Method Man. And then we're going to get back and we're going to discuss it. I want to hear your point of view, No Frills.
Hey, Val, the question is not why, but why not? Let's go.
It's an interview on Hot 97's YouTube channel. Method Man from the multi-platinum selling group Wu-Tang Clan says he's never been paid a single streaming royalty for any of his music. Wu-Tang Clan has over 5.6 million monthly listeners on Spotify alone. The most popular track is Cream with 468 million streams, which should have made the artist $1.8 million in sound recording royalties, $193,000 in mechanical royalties, and $275,000 in performance royalties. So where'd the money go? I'm sure the royalties are being paid to a record label that signed him over 30 years ago. This is another reason why I say you should stay away from a label. When a label signs artists, that contract has a term section that spells out the length and commitment for that contract. It's usually 5 years with a 1 to 2 year option to renew. Now, once you fulfill your commitment, you're done and out of that deal. However, these record labels just keep collecting the artist royalties. These labels are constantly being sold or merging or changing ownership. So long after your deal has finished, the people that originally signed you, they don't even work there anymore. So no one even knows your name or anything about your deal, but they continue to collect your money. Do yourself a favor. Stay away from the major labels. And listen, if you need help.
Wow. That's crazy. Method Man is one of my favorite artists. And listen, let me tell you something. When I saw that, No Frills, when I saw that, I DM'd Method Man. I saw that he looked at it. He hit me back, but it's okay. You know, maybe he doesn't remember it's me who it is. But you know what? I DM'd him and I said, you got a big bag of money, homie. I seen him on the interview. I seen when he actually said that. And he said that he had never collected a royalty check off of streaming. And then I saw when this gentleman had mentioned it and I said, listen, you got a big bag of money waiting for you. You got to get your auditor. You got to get your lawyer. You got to get that cream, because cash still rules everything around me. Let me tell you something. Method Man is a multi-platinum artist. He's a superstar. He's surpassed music. He's transcended. He's on his fitness. He's got his fitness line going right. Fitness over 50. You know what I mean? He looks amazing. Shout out to him. He's got legendary platinum albums. Just alone. Can you imagine the amount of streams? They said millions and millions of streams. Over 5 million monthly listeners to the Wu-Tang Spotify. So where is the money? Pay that man. And this is a great segment because what we do is like we did last week. You must learn, right? All these artists, listen, the gentleman told you, be careful to sign into these major labels. And if you do, make sure that you're getting them audited every once in a while because these labels get sold. New investors. But, you know, I just read something that the CEOs of Spotify, some of them have retired because they gotten so rich. They've retired. They've made millions of dollars, billions of dollars. But the artists themselves are getting less than a penny for a stream. What part of the game is that? When a legendary figure in music has... Now, you know somebody's collecting that money.
Yes.
No Frills. Talk to him.
What I got to say is, yeah, you definitely have to get an auditor. Shout out to members, one member of State Property, you know, personally, who got someone to do an audit for them. It was a
good
woman.
For him.
It was a woman. They when they do the audit, basically, they find all the money.
That's right.
Some money is hidden. Some money is in different places. But another thing artists don't understand, too, is, right, if you don't get your money from, like, your streams throughout the year, or when the year ends, it goes to the bigger artist. I don't understand that. So that money is lost, but it's always money sitting around somewhere. And you got to go do your education, too,
that's
on
right.
How streaming is now, because there's ways to get paid. But if you just have the basic people to retrieve your money, then you will not get paid because certain people picks up They retrieve your funds from Instagram, from TikTok.
That's right.
It's not all the same no more. It's a different game. Another thing, the problem is, look, you must learn, right? You must learn. You must learn.
You must learn.
Vow the Voice, DJ No Frills. We are the Culture Coach. You must learn this, right? This we need to learn is you got to educate yourself. You can't just think you're just going to be out here rapping. You're going to get robbed, little Rob. Pull yourself together. Stop thinking you know everything when somebody, an elder, is talking to you. And stop acting like a oopsie.
That's right. I said this before. I said I was never in. You know, I understand that things change, things transcend, but I always felt like the streaming platforms was a way, another way that they developed to cheat the artists. Because at one particular point, artists were able to sell their music DTC, direct to consumer. And then the streaming services says, why are you going to pay $10 for that album and support that guy when you could pay $10 and get millions of album? They undercut these labels. Let me tell you something about these labels. I worked with a lot of these labels. These labels are not in. The bottom line is the money. So at the end of the day, there's people who have passed away. We're going to get to this Gloria Gaynor story another day. There's people who have passed away, right? And their families broke, and CEOs are sending their kids to college or for your streams, man.
Yes.
Listen. Follow, get your streams, Met the Man, get in touch with an auditor, get what you deserve, homie, because you are one of the legendary figures, one of the icons of the game, and you need to get your money.
Ayo, Val.
Pay that man.
Ayo, Val.
What's that?
Ayo, Val. Ayo, Val. Ayo, Val. You know what time it is, right?
What time is it?
It's time for the Who Frauded section.
Listen, man.
Hold on, let me let the people know. Listen, the Who Frauded section, you can put anybody on blast that you feel. You got to, listen, don't hold in the stress. You got to talk about
That's right.
You can
Stop
put on
frauding.
Blast your teacher, your preacher, your local pharmacy.
You go first.
Your neighbor. Listen, I want to put somebody on blast.
Put him on blast.
Who I want to put on blast is artists. I call them. I don't know if I can say this word on radio, but I can't say it. But basically, I call it an ask hole. Ask hole. You're an ask hole.
And that's What's A-S-K.
K. What is an ask hole? Is a person that you give them directions and tell them what to do. I gave this artist directions many times on what they need to do to set up their publishing and this and that. And don't you know, a week later, they asking me again.
Yeah.
You're a fraud. You're an asshole.
Right. Stop frauding, man. Stop frauding.
No, you got to listen.
That's
See,
right.
The problem is they so worried about these little stinking Jones online that's twerking
right.
and doing all this
that's
other
right.
weird activity.
And they're not
and your career is slipping away.
Yeah, and they don't have a marketing budget. Always
Vi,
remember,
what you got to say?
Big records require big budgets. Always remember that. You say, don't come to me talking about you got a big record, but you ain't got no budget. Because then you know what? You got a frauding record. But with that being said, listen, I gotta put DL Hooghly on blast. He's frauding, he's frauding, he's frauding.
What do he do now?
So, you know, just recently, a lot of people are defending, you know, so listen, Dr. Umar has invited him to a public debate, not just him, Steve Harvey and some other people too, but it got a little bit more personal with DL Hooghly, right? Because throughout the years, DL has taken shots at Dr. Umar here and there. Now he's trying to act like he doesn't, but I follow him. So listen, if you're taking shots at somebody, if you're slandering somebody continuously, and that person says, you know what, you're smarter than me, you know what, let's have a public debate, and then you fraud and you don't want to debate, or you try to, what they try to do is throw the focus and say, you know what, I'll debate you at the school you never created. Listen, so debate him on that then. Take him on the show and call him out on the school that you say he didn't create, but don't try to duck it. Listen, DL, you a comedian, man. Tell jokes. Stop trying to be a political analyst. Stop trying to be a real journalist. Listen, leave that up to the culture coaches.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Tell jokes. Make people laugh, because right now, you looking like a joke. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't always agree with Dr. Umar, but you know what? I respect his commitment to his movement. He's consistent. You know, he pushes empowerment for Pan-Africans, for his black people. You know what? I don't agree with him on everything, but I don't have to. It's not always about the messenger. Like you say, no, Fritz, it's about the message. And he's consistent. And you know what? He's for the upliftment and the empowerment of his people. What have you done, DL Hooghly? What have you done besides making people laugh? And guess what? Now they laughing at you. So you know what? Take him up on his challenge. You know what? If you got, otherwise, keep it quiet. Stop slandering people. Stop saying all of this. And then when you get, you know what it is? You know he's going to smoke you. He's going to smoke you publicly. My money's on Dr. Umar Johnson. King Kong Consciousness, Val the Voice, Viral Val, No Frills. Give him the last words, man.
Listen, with all I got
Stop frauding, DL. Stop frauding.
Listen, all I got to say, DL, you're going to go down. Pause. DL, you're going to go down. Pause. Dr. Umar is from Philadelphia,
That's
homie.
That's right. You we're can't gonna, handle the truth, DL.
You're going to start like
you
that.
You can't handle the truth.
And listen, the rumor has it that George, I mean, that not Foreman. Listen.
Who?
Frazier. The rumor has it that Frazier trained him when he was a kid.
Ooh.
You don't get your block knocked off, homie.
That's right.
Pull yourself together. Start telling more jokes. Be funny. And leave Philadelphia alone.
And leave the culture coaches to do what we do. We are the culture coaches. Val the Voice.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills,
Viral
DJ
Val. No Follow us.
Hey, yo. Hey,
Stop
Val.
Stop frauding.
Hey, Val. We got that screening to go to. We out of here.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.